Shalom, Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
So he's coming to the temple, and you notice again, look at the word temple mentioned in verse 27. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. Which temple was that? The very same temple that was desecrated by Antiochus IV and cleansed by Judah the Maccabees, by the family of Matityahu at 165 BC. The very same temple, just 160 years or so later. This man by the name of Shimon coming into the temple. And you know what happened, beloved brothers and sisters? It says in verse 27, and he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Yeshua to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms. I can just imagine Shimon, an old man, waiting for the days where God already will restore the people of Israel. He takes the baby Yeshua in his own arm, 40 days old about. The man is ready to die. Longing, beloved brothers and sisters, for the time when Israel will finally be restored and the Mashiach will come and bless the nation of Israel because of all the evil that have happened in past history, whether it is Antiochus or whether it is the Medo-Persian or whether it is the Babylonian. And later on, at the time when they were under the occupation of the Romans. They were longing already for the Mashiach to come and restore the nation of Israel. You know what Simon says? Shimon said, notice, he took him up in his arms and he blessed God. And he said, you know, who birech et Elohim, we say in Hebrew. He lifted up his eyes. He blessed, he praised God because he recognized that God gave him the opportunity, the privilege to see the Mashiach with his very own eyes. Because God already told him that he will not die, he will not see death until he's going to see the Lord's anointed, the Mashiach of Israel. And so we read, he took him in his arm, blessed God, and he said, verse 29, he said, Lord, said, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, in shalom. I can go now, God. I don't mind now to die. Notice it, he said, according to your word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. You know, this is always touching my heart. Shimon was saying, now the Messiah hasn't died as yet. He hasn't even lived any longer than a few days, 40 days old he was. But his eyes have seen Yeshua. He has seen the Messiah. He understood by the Holy Spirit of God that this baby, this little baby that he was having in his hand, he will be the one that will ultimately bring salvation to a world that is needs salvation, to a nation that is waiting for the coming of the Messiah. Notice it says here, verse 31, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. You know, brothers and sisters, Yeshua didn't come only for our people Israel, but he came for the whole world. He came to die for the sin of this world. We all have sinned. We all have come short of the glory of God. We all deserve to be separated from God. We all deserve, because of our sin nature, to suffer a loss of eternal separation from God. But the Messiah came to the very same temple which was rededicated by the Hashmonaim at 165 BC. And he came into this very same temple, held by Shimon, this aged Jewish man, who could say to the Lord, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the goyim, the Gentiles, and the glory of my people, thy people Israel. Can you imagine how wonderful it is to know? How can this man recognize that this baby is the Mashiach, is the one who will bring salvation? You know how? It's because the Holy Spirit of God revealed this to him. None of us will be able to ever know that Yeshua is indeed the Messiah unless the Holy Spirit of God will reveal it to us, because by nature we are blind. David says, in sin did my mother conceive me. Isaiah says, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips. The Bible tells us in Romans 3, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We would never know God unless God will open our eyes and our hearts, like he did to Shimon, like he have done to us who are believers. Otherwise, we are blind. We are no different than somebody else outside. We will never know God unless God appeals to us and draws us after him and awaken and alert in our hearts and our mind. We would never know God. Beloved brothers and sisters, Shimon went to the temple. And what did he discover? The baby that was born, who is going to be the Messiah of Israel and the Savior of the world. And you know, brothers and sisters, the Lord was born, but he was born to die. He was the only baby that was born in order to die. All of us was born in order to live a long life. But the reason for Yeshua's coming to this world is not to live a long life, but to give himself through death a ransom for many, to bring salvation to a world that is lost. Now quickly, go to John 10. And now we can see the link. Daniel 8, Luke 2, and John 10 is really linking together, because Yeshua, this baby that was about 40 days old, who came into the very temple that was rededicated by the Maccabees, and the celebration of the Feast of Hanukkah was celebrated already since 165 BC by the Jewish people. Now he himself, about 30 years later, in fact, even 33 years later, before he died, just before he died, we read in John chapter 10, and it says here in verse 22, and it was at Jerusalem, notice, the feast of the dedication, the feast of Hanukkah. You see, Yeshua was, as a Jewish man among his own people, celebrated Hanukkah like every other Jewish family celebrated, because he was part of the family in the tribe of Judah celebrating the events that happened to his own people, to our own people. He was a Jew among the Jews. So he went to the temple to celebrate the feast of Hanukkah. But notice, brothers and sisters, the difference between Simon in Luke 2 and the Pharisees in John 10. Both were religious. One was alerted by God. The other one was blinded because they did not want to acknowledge him. In John chapter 10, verse 21, we read, and I'm reading again, 22. And it was at Jerusalem at the feast of dedication, and it was winter, like about us, the time right now, winter season. And then we read, it says here, and Yeshua walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews. Whenever you read the Jews in the Gospel of John, it's always the Jewish leaders. Everybody was Jewish there. The people were Jewish. The disciple was Jewish. Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah was Jewish. Whenever you read in the Gospel of John the word Jews, it doesn't say any more than just the Jewish leaders, spiritual leadership. They, in verse 24, then came the Jewish leaders round about him and said unto him, listen to this, how long dost thou make us doubt? if thou be the Mashiach, the Christ, tell us plainly. In other words, they ask him, you're making us doubt. How long are you going to make us doubt? If you're the Messiah, tell us plainly. But here you can see the answer that he gave to them. These are the Jewish leaders who didn't want to recognize him after so many years that he have already ministered among our own people in the land of Israel. Gave sight to the blind, healed the brokenhearted, the person who couldn't walk, the lame could walk, the blind could see, the deaf could hear, the dead was raised. He performed miracles. Thousands were fed by Yeshua the Messiah around the Sea of Galilee. He met the needs of so many people. The sick were healed. Then they ask him, if you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Yeshua answered and said, I told you, and ye believe not. I've already shared this with you. I told you this before, and you simply don't believe. Notice what he says in verse 25. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. What is he talking about? The works that I do. You know, brothers and sisters, Yeshua exhibited in his life the very credentials of the Mashiach, the Messiah. The dead were raised. Lazarus come forth. It will be in the next chapter. He blessed the multitude in so many ways. He proved that he was the Messiah. But they didn't believe. We read in the next part of verse 25, the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Verse 26, but ye believe not, and here's the reason. Why you don't believe? Because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Now, what does he mean by that? They were Jewish. They were part of the people of Israel. But to be his sheep, to be his flock, one has to follow the shepherd. One has to recognize and acknowledge the shepherd. You cannot be a flock, a sheep, without having a shepherd to lead, to guide, to give instruction. But apparently, he says, you just don't listen to me. You just do not accept what I tell you. And he said to them, I said unto you, and now notice that beautiful verse, verse 27 and 28, my sheep, they hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28 says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Look at the contrast he's saying to them. My sheep, they hear my voice. My sheep, I know them. Not only that I know about them, but I know them intimately. I know that they belong to me and they know that I belong to them. I know them. And that tells us that no one can fool God. No one can say, I know God, and really reject the Messiah, the Savior, or say that I know Jesus, or I know Yeshua, but in reality they do not really confess and repent and truly turn their hearts to the Lord. The Lord knows us. He knows also our failure. Of course, he knows our shortcoming. He knows many times we fail him, and that's true. But he knows us intimately on the basis of the finished work that he have done for us when he died for us on the tree. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And notice what he tells, what a wonderful promise he already said even before he died. And I'll give unto them eternal life. In Hebrew, chayei olam. Chayei olam means that the life that the believer in Yeshua receives is not a temporary life, it is eternal. Not 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 100 years. It is eternal life. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It simply means a sincere faith in Yeshua, the Messiah. And I give unto them eternal life. And notice he said, they shall never, never perish. never perish. In other words, once a person belongs to Yeshua the Messiah truly, he or she will never perish, not because they are able to keep themselves saved. No. It's because the shepherd is keeping his own. He died for his own. I am the good shepherd, we read a bit earlier. The good shepherd laid down his life for the flock, for the sheep. And said, notice at the end of these verses, he says, neither shall any man be able to pluck them out of my hand. No one is able to take away the one that belonged to Yeshua, the Messiah, out of his hand. No one. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And so, beloved brothers, in verse 30 he says, I and my Father are one. What does he mean by that? God the Son is co-equal with God the Father. There is a harmony between the Godhead, co-equal with the Father. I and my Father are one. In other words, the triunity of the Godhead is being taught here as well. That though we have only one God, Elohim in Hebrew, yet this God exists and consists in three persons, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, Abba, Ben, Ruach. Three personalities within the Godhead, yet one single God. I and my Father are one. And how wonderful it is to know that in those days of the Feast of Hanukkah, as the celebration of the Feast of Hanukkah is being carried on, let us never forget, beloved brothers and sisters, that to the very same temple that was desecrated by Antiochus Epiphanes, which was cleansed by the Maccabees, by Matityahu's sons, the five sons and the family and the Jewish people in those days, to the very same temple Yeshua came. And in this very same temple, he claimed to be the equal with the Father. I and my Father are one, and he claimed to be the Messiah of Israel. And you notice when he was here, it's about 30 AD. 40 years later, you know what happened? That very same temple was burnt, and the Romans again rose and against our own Jewish people and scattered them and desecrated the temple. And since 70 AD up till today, the temple is still not rebuilt. It will only be rebuilt in a future day when the Messiah will return. And after, the tribulation temple will be destroyed, when the temple that they will be built in the tribulation temple, that will be destroyed, and eventually the Messiah will establish the Messianic temple that is mentioned in Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, and eventually he's going to reign and rule over this world in which we live in today. So if you think of Hanukkah, and Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days, why? Because there is a legend. And the legend is that the Jewish people who came to rededicate the temple, they found a little pot, a pot of oil. And because oil has to be prepared ahead of time, for only one day was this little pot of oil. And so they took that pot of oil and they lit the menorah, the seven lamp stand that is in the temple, and the oil was sufficient only for 1 day. But again, it's a legend, it's a story, it's not necessarily mean that this is true, but the menorah was lit for 8 days instead of only for 1 day. And since that time, the Jewish people celebrate the Feast of Hanukkah for 8 days, because the menorah was lit for 8 days with an oil that was sufficient only to light it for 1 day. There's others who believe that because they forfeited the feast of a tabernacle, then the feast of tabernacle is celebrated for a day. Therefore, they have kept the feast of Hanukkah for 8 days. But beloved brothers and sisters, if we learn anything today, Yeshua the Messiah is the one that came to the very same temple that was rededicated to give us, you might say, to show to our people Israel and to all the people of the world that he is the one that came to give his life a ransom for many. So there will be light and hope in the heart of everyone that belong to Yeshua the Messiah. May I challenge you today that you will speak to the Lord and ask him to encourage you to get nearer to him, because he is indeed the light of this world that is in such a darkness. And he is the one that can give us hope and restoration. So may the Lord bless his word. Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. You may close your Bibles right now, please.
Gideon Levitam is the president of the Holy Scriptures and Israel Bible Society. Join us for our weekly ministry meetings. We gather every Saturday for Shabbat meetings at 1 p.m. at 28 Martin Ross Avenue, North York, Ontario. Our Bible study classes are on Fridays. The morning class is at 11 a.m. and the evening class at 7 p.m. You can listen to our radio program Monday through Friday on Joy 1250 AM, Oakville, Ontario at 10:45 AM, 99.5 FM WDCX Buffalo, New York on Sundays at 2:30 PM, and KDIA 1640 AM San Francisco, California at 7:30 PM Monday through Friday. To find out more about the Holy Scriptures and Israel, and for ways to support the ministry, please visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you, and Shalom, Shalom.